SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm joined by Joseph Williams and Peter Pekotic, producers of Countryman, a documentary that has been touring the country leading up to and during Reconciliation Week 2023. The film, Countryman, fosters reconciliation and adds to the conversations around Indigenous voice to Parliament. Joseph and Peter, welcome to Night TV Radio.
Thank you to be on here.
Good to be here.
Now, during the ongoing tours, you have screenings going on, followed by Q&A sessions where members of the public can learn more and have a conversation about reconciliation and the story behind the documentary Countryman. But before we also delve into that, can you give us some insights into the making of the film Countryman?
It started off as a byproduct of COVID, actually. I first met Joseph when he was working with a group of artists that is with the Tennant Creek Brio. They were involved with the Sydney Biennale just before COVID. And I was introduced to him and his group through a mutual friend that I practiced Vipassana meditation with at a temple in Bundanoon in the Southern Highlands. And when I met Joseph and worked with Joseph, I found out that we have a potentially a similar background or heritage. And we worked on this project, and then COVID came and the group from the Tennant Creek Brio had to get out of Sydney quickly. It was at the Cockatoo Island, which was around Circular Quay. And at that time, we had those cruise ships coming in with all those people infected with COVID, and there was big risk for remote communities and everybody went home. Then during COVID, I went off on a road trip to explore far north Queensland because I couldn't go back to Europe, which is what I normally do every year because my ancestral lands are in Europe, even though I'm born in Australia. And I decided to reenact a road trip that my late immigrant father did from Sydney to Cairns to meet with cane cutters from the same islands called Korčula in Dalmatia, Croatia, where he comes from, and decided to make an ethnographic film exploring these descendants of these migrants and what their relationship is to this country, their country of their birth, and how is that offset by the relationship with their ancestral country and how that informs them as Australians. While up in far north Queensland, I was stuck in Queensland because New South Wales Queensland border closed, contacted Joseph, went and saw Joseph and put the camera on him and asked him the same question because he has European heritage similar. He took the camera off me and put it on me. And he said, "You tell me, mate, you tell me about that cultural heritage because I want to know about it too." And then it started to become both of our stories, and then we became co-storytellers.
Now, question to you, Joseph, you have mixed ancestry. Tell us about yourself, your story, navigating your ancestry, Croatian and Aboriginal.
Croatian heritage, Aboriginal heritage I got from my home, Tennant Creek, my people, the Warramungu, and other tribes I'm attached to as well. And Croatian heritage from my father, his country is from, he's a Dalmatian from Budak, a little village in Croatia. But I grew up in Tennant Creek, I've been there all my life, I'm still there. Grew up with my family there. I speak my mother's language, I know her country, I know a lot of her stories, our people's stories. And I've been with my Aboriginal people majority of my life. Yeah, and wanting to learn more about my European heritage and speak my father's language and go to our country one day, my ancestral lands as well.
So again, a chance encounter between you, Peter, and Joseph, between the two of you, led to strong friendship and an extraordinary journey across the country to learn more about your own stories. Stories you're now taking across the country.
Yeah, friendship between me and Peter, even though we're countrymen, Croatian countrymen, Australian countrymen, and friendship with people that come to the screenings, and fellow Croatians, making a lot of friends during this tour of the screening of Countrymen, which started in Bendigo. Yeah, making a lot of friends along the way and meeting a lot of interesting people.
And now you're crisscrossing the country, telling the stories. But from the very beginning, from the chance encounter, you haven't stopped traveling. So in the making of the film, you've traveled 10,000 kilometers. What a journey.
It was, and it was during that period of COVID too. So it was kind of escaping the wave constantly and keeping out of the lockdowns and making friends and connecting with communities. And the process, actually, somehow just things started keep coming up, connections. And it even is happening on this roadshow. Like when we're screening this film in different parts of the country, we reach out to the local Aboriginal land councils.
All the time, yeah.
Let them know. Mm-hmm. And we had another mixed heritage person with exactly the same mix of heritage, except from that country. And so we're just finding so much commonality in this story, but not only with people with First Nations background or immigrant background. There's also people that seem to relate to this story with without those backgrounds, because it's kind of becoming like a very Australian story that's looking at who we are now, what we are, what our identity is. In Joseph's words, it's "We are the living history."
Yeah.
And it seems very much also in the context of with what the discussions are going on at the moment about who we are as Australians and what do we want to be and how do we want to be seen and how we can benefit of each other's background. One big lesson for me, as a first generation Australian, this relationship to country or conversation with country was always with Europe, and becoming friends with Joseph and being taken out on his mother's country and opening up that conversation and feeling good and feeling a part of it. I learned that I can also have a relationship to country here and also be a part of that. That's not something that I'm excluded from. And that was a big shift for me in the process of making this film, but also in the process of touring it.
Yeah.
So a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
Too. Now, you bring so many conversations and layers in the film. There's friendship, kinship, connection to country, identity, so many things. What else?
Truth-telling, too. Truth-telling part of Reconciliation Week, because the truth-tellers are the people from the grassroots of the country where they come from. They're the truth-tellers, the Aboriginal people I'm talking about. They're the ones that should be heard, should be listened to in regards to reconciliation, coming together. Listen to the grassroots people. They're the ones with the knowledge. And there are people from this land, Australia, the Aboriginals, not getting heard.
Obviously, in the making of Countryman, you've also learned a few things along the way. Tell us about the main encounters and discoveries you've made along the way. And
a lot of interesting people. Then how you see peoples living on the countries of these nations and clan groups that have been here for a very long time and still recognize the people that belong to that area, the country. Custodians, traditional owners, if you like, yeah.
And now, what has been the reaction of the public to this movie? I believe the reception would be different from place to place, from big cities, even to local communities.
We had one very emotional weekend this weekend, because we had some screenings at Macquarie University with the Croatian Studies Foundation. They're celebrating their 40-year anniversary. And this is an example of a community that has struggled for its own recognition of language and also recognition of national identity. What was so beautiful in these screenings was it brought communities together. We had members of Joseph's family that are in Sydney. We had this descendants of migrant communities, including the elders that actually migrated and went through the hardship. And because there's a lot of emotion in the film, it just flowed out strongly, and it flowed out for us as well. And one really joyful element was that this migrant community was opened up to Warramungal stories, culture and language, and saw it as we can be a part of that. You know, that's us, you know, as well. We can participate, and that was a powerful experience, I think.
Yeah, powerful, right? Yeah, for me to show off our culture on the film from our people home, the performing ceremonies, and I'm sharing about country, I'm sharing a little bit about our culture, and we're showing, Warramungal was showing that we still celebrate our culture back home with what we've got. We lost a lot, like a lot of Aboriginal people in this country. We've still got our law and culture. It's still there, and we still perform our ceremony. But what I like to see is more of our speakers, our Warramungal speakers, I want to see back home. Because I noticed being here with my Croatian heritage and Croatian countrymen, I see they're very strong in their language. There's kids to adults. There's millions of speakers that speak Croatian. And my other heritage back home is only like 20, less than 30 speakers we got. Big difference.
Yeah, thanks for touching on that. The language aspect is something that also needs to be highlighted. So how do you say countryman in your languages?
Manawalchi. That means countryman. That's Warramungal. Yeah,
so the movie has also got an element of celebrating language.
This trip is really important. It's not just about the screening and sharing. That's a huge story we are screening. But learning from others where I travel to, especially at Croatian Studies Foundation, I've seen the fellow Croatians really proud of who they are and seeing kids speak their language. I don't see that back home in Tennant Creek. And I'd love to see that back home in Tennant Creek, see kids speaking their language.
Now, Joseph, you say there are 30 speakers of your language. Out of how many people? How big is your community?
Oh, there's a lot of, we've got a diverse community of peoples. We've got other neighboring tribes that live there. They're very strong speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hear them speak languages in our country every day. The Warramungal people here, our neighboring tribes, speak every day, from kids to adults,
yeah,
to old people. And I'll give this message to my people home to strengthen ourselves with our language and wake up for our future.
Do they teach your language in local schools?
Yeah, apparently so. I think they do. I was doing a little bit teaching non-Indigenous a couple of years ago, but that stopped. I enjoyed doing that, but I like to be part of teaching our own people. Obviously to teach anyone, but our kids.
Yeah. I think it's important to teach language to kids who are actually the future elders. Now, the film has been traveling for quite a while and is still going across the country. Tell us about the next legs of your journey.
Yeah, it's on Thursday night, on the 1st, there's a screening with the ANU Film Group that's co-hosted by the Croatian Embassy.
Mm.
And that's to mark Reconciliation Week, and that's a significant screening for us. And there'll be a very interesting crowd coming together, and I'm sure it'll be an interesting conversation as well. Just other screenings. We had a very significant screening earlier this year where the Australian Embassy in Zagreb played our movie as the official Australia Day event to a crowd of about 300 of government and official guests, which was, I attended. I tried to get Joseph to come, but he had business so he couldn't. But that was great to see in Europe, Europeans seeing Australia as we are and the diversity that we have and the living cultures, Warramungal and whatever we've become as descendants of migrants. So that was significant too. We're having another screening in Dubrovnik on the 12th, which will be hosted by the mayor of Dubrovnik. That's a city on the Adriatic coast, which is quite a known city from its beauty and has a long history of the diplomacy and trade. And we're also doing one up in Brisbane shortly as well.
Yeah, shortly after Canberra.
And now my last question, it's a question about how the film is fostering reconciliation and contributing to the conversations currently underway across the country about Indigenous voice to Parliament. Tell us how the film fits in the big picture, in the bigger picture.
Look, the movie's looking at who we are now as Australians and what our identity is and all of the languages and cultures that we make up in our mosaic, whether it is from overseas or whether it's from the many countries around here. And it's looking at sharing and coming together. And we hope that that sense of new identity, because I hope out of this conversation we come up with a better and newer identity that we can all be included in and we can all feel we belong to. And through the process of making this film, for me, I felt through my friendship with Joseph and through learning so much about his culture, language and country that I've got a greater sense of belonging. And I hope that we do go into a sense of recognising and consoling and understanding that we can come to a new identity, a new and greater and better and dignified and reconciled Australia.
Mm.
And finally, before I let you go, anything you'd like to add to the conversation? Maybe something we may have missed?
Yeah, I hope this screening enlightens people, make them happy, understand truth-telling, give them strength in their identity, their roots, from where they come from.
I hope through this film that people learn that whatever their mixture of culture or heritage, that they can be proud of that and feel that they belong, mm-hmm. and it makes them no less Australian, mm-hmm. and it makes them no less connected, whatever their ancestry is.
Peter and Joseph, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.